Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kelsey Sheets with Launching Arrows joins us on today's program to preview the second annual Night of Stars being held Saturday, May 12th at the Vermeer Global Pavilion. Well, Kelsey, a very exciting concept is returning to the Pella community this May, a Night of Stars. And we talked about this 1 year ago when it was its first year. Now this is the second year. First of all, remind our listeners what a Night of Stars is all about.
A Night of Stars is an event that we put together to help celebrate our individuals with special needs. So often, you know, we expect them to come in and participate in the world that's already created for them. And for one night, we wanted to celebrate them where they're at and just let them know that they're special and that we love them and that they mean the world to us and they help us get through, you know, our lives as well. So kind of taking the focus off them fitting into our mold, and we're creating an event particularly for them.
And this event is in the style of a prom, so they have an opportunity all the way. There's a wider age range, not just students that are impacted by this. Where did you get this idea from, and why did you bring it here to Pella?
I got the idea from Tim Tebow Foundation. It's an event that they hold every year, and they throw hundreds of proms across the entire world. A couple years ago, I guess it's probably closer to five, but there was one in Ames, and my sister had been invited to do hair. And she invited me along because she knows that's a passion of mine. I teach special education, so these people have a special place in my heart. And I went, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the smiles and the energy and just the love that these individuals felt from other people. And I also fell in love with the individuals that maybe don't get to experience that every day, something that I take for granted, I think. But, you know, I watched my sister, who's never really interacted with these individuals, you know, tears were in her eyes and she was so happy. And just the love that was created for her just in the matter of 2 hours was amazing. And it really was kind of my drive. And I thought Pella needs this. We need this in our communities and we need to celebrate these people.
And you had the first event 1 year ago in May. And from the sounds of it and from the looks of it, if you've seen photos, a very successful night. What was that experience like for you to know that you could carry this on and to have that success, maybe build some momentum for future years?
It was amazing. The night went on with no hiccups. It was just perfect. The smiles that came in, the volunteers and the community members that were involved, it really just warmed my heart. And the community members that supported us, and they were there volunteering and donating their time and materials, and even businesses donating their money. Just kind of, it let me know that these people are important to everybody, even people that we don't see every day. So these individuals are important, and it really just kind of created that momentum to keep going and sparked a fire, I guess.
And we have events coming up in the community, the first of which happens over prom weekend here in Pella, a prom dress drive for the individuals that could be impacted. What are you looking for from this event, and how can the community either help or the participants get help with getting ready for this event?
Sure. April 7th is our prom dress drive. And so community members last year and this year have donated bridesmaids' dresses, mother of the bride's dresses, prom dresses, any type of dresses that these women could come and pick out and take home for free. And we want this event to be free to everyone involved, but also, you know, show them just how special they are and give them a little extra something to make the night amazing for them. So we're currently still looking for dresses size 16 and up. So last year we had so many dresses donated that I have hundreds of, you know, size 0 to 16, but we're really in need of size 16 and up this year just to help us restock our inventory.
And then the prom itself is May the 12th, and we talk about community support. You're looking for all sorts of volunteers to come help. You had a great response last year, not only from the community, but from high school students that went as dates or whatever it may be. How, if anyone wants to be involved in those various aspects, whether it's decorating or chaperone or being a prom date or with hair and nails, how can they help you, and what are those kinds of services that you are looking for?
We are looking for volunteers to come help us decorate in the morning, and we're also this year providing a small meal. So we have lots of businesses coming forward and donating the food for it, but we're kind of in needs of the hands for it. So people that can help us, you know, make the green beans and get things ready in roasters and things like that. And then in the afternoon, we do a cosmetology session where the ladies can come in, even the gentlemen can come in and get their hair done if they want their fingernails painted or makeup done. That is also a free service that we offer, and volunteers come in and do that for our attendees, which is great. And then at the night, we need chaperones. We need people to help keep food stocked, to maybe be buddied up with some of our attendees, and just to kind of help create the environment and make sure everyone's safe and keep them moving, keep them coming in. And the Knights of Columbus is great. They help with a walk-in and with parking and all of that type of stuff. So we have lots of different people involved in lots of different ways.
And if they do want to become involved, this is Launching Arrows is the name of the organization. How can they get in touch with you if they want to be a part of this event?
I have an email, launchingarrows@gmail.com. They can contact me on there. We also have a Facebook page. So if they want to look up Launching Arrows on the Facebook page, and there's a website on the Facebook page that can then reconnect them to the different ways that they can be involved, and then they can sign up through the webpage.
Once again, that was Kelsey Sheets with Launching Arrows discussing A Night of Stars, a special needs prom held in May at the Vermeer Global Pavilion. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.